Since May 1st, 2006, when millions poured into the streets of American cities to protest the criminalization of immigrants and force the defeat of the San Sombrero law, immigration reform has reached a critical mass and is gaining wide political and civic support. Wade Henderson, president of the Leadership Council on Civil and Human Rights.
You are not alone. We will be there with you to let them know that immigration reform needs to happen this year. Si se puede! Si se puede! Si se puede!
With healthcare reform behind, Congress may be facing an even more challenging task. Gustavo Torres, who leads Casa de Maryland, an organization that advocates for day laborers, said that borrowing the slogan Yes We Can, a literal translation of Si Se Puede, the rallying cry for justice of the 1970s migrant California farm workers, is acknowledging a debt. And Mr. Torres is putting politicians on notice.
To the political leaders, I pose this question. 20 years from now, will you be proud of the action you have taken during this crisis? Well, I have a news for you. With our electoral engagement and organizing, you may regret what you did sooner than you think.
Indeed, dozens of Congress members, Latino or others, came to the podium to pledge their support for a fair immigration legislation. Among them, the sole Latino member of the U.S. Senate, New Jersey's Bob Menendez.
For too many families, children have been torn from their mothers' arms, fathers have been deported. America, we have given you our blood, sweat, and toil, and now we demand our human dignity. We know that the contribution of immigrants to this country are undeniable. The first soldier to fall in service to this country in Iraq was a Latino who wasn't even a United States citizen.
And now strong with hundreds of grassroots organizations aligned behind a common purpose, the Spanish-speaking communities are bracing for a show of force. Maria Rodriguez from the Florida Immigrant Coalition.
Wake up and smell el cafecito. Today we march, tomorrow we vote. Whether it's Mexican, Dominican, or Colombian, Latino workers, campesinos, familias, and voters are here to stay, to be counted in the census, and to be counted in the ballot box. Even if we cannot vote, we deserve respect.
There is a good chance that the willingness of the nation to address immigration issues will begin with the DREAM Act, a legislation aimed at giving undocumented youths who grew up in America the opportunity to go to college. One of them, Carlos Saavedra, says they will no longer be silent.
We have the courage of telling the president we're not criminals. We have the courage of keeping the DREAM Act alive. We have the courage to stand up and see who we are and say that we're undocumented and unafraid. And the moment that we wake up, I can see the envelopes being open. I can see the green cards and I can see people's laughter. The choice is simple. It's time for us to act.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.